Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and our first guest who will be joining us now. Normally this segment is used, we did this last week as well, but this week we're doing it again. This segment is usually where we have the State House report and we have, you know, some of the lawmakers who come on and they kind of talk about what's going on up on Beacon Hill and what they're doing in their district. Again, we're going to put that aside until next week when we'll speak to a local lawmaker and find out what's going on with the FY 2015 budget. Joining us, however, is one of our lead sponsors here on Monday Night Talk. He's an all-around good guy as well. Not too long ago, had the Phantom Gourmet in his restaurant. We have Mr. Richard Rosen, the proprietor of McGuigan's Pub. Sir, how are you?
I'm great, Kevin. How are you tonight?
We're doing pretty good. And, of course, we have you on a regular basis just to kind of let folks know that, well, you're a guy who's active. You're not somebody who just kind of, you know, you set the menu or you, you know, have the same people coming in doing, you know, playing music or, you know, you're a guy who's always on the move as far as, you know, your restaurant, as far as community, your guy who's, you know, active as far as raising money. This is no different. I believe we have your annual road race is going to be coming up on June 8th. Tell us a little bit about that.
This will be, believe it or not, our fifth annual McGuigan's Pub 5K. It started out, you know, I did it within a six-week time frame. People said, no, you can't do it the first year, and we did it. We were successful. The second year, we were part of the pub series of road races, which only six pubs in New England are part of that. We had over 500 runners. I expect this year, you know, that's a one-time shot that you get the pub series. Huge crowd. Then we had 300 runners. I suspect this year we'll have somewhere around 350 to 400 runners. It's Sunday at noon. We donate all of the proceeds to various charities. Every year we give, first and foremost, to Whitman Food Pantry. We've given away over $16,000 in 4 years, which is pretty impressive from, you know, a small town, a small pub, and, you know, a small road race.
And let's not forget, last year where the funds went, you actually diverted the funds to something that was kind of timely that had taken place up in the Boston area, correct?
Yeah, we gave to the one fund, I think it was $3,000 or $4,000 to the one fund. I mean, you know, being a road race, yep. What had happened on April 15th last year, you know, that tragic event, mm-hmm. We just felt it was appropriate. We also still managed to give some money to the Whitman Food Pantry. We also donated to the Folds of Honor, which is an event that started at a golf course that's now nationwide, and the funds go to the surviving spouses of deceased Afghan and Iraqi veterans. So we spread the money around. It all goes to good causes.
If folks want to still sign up, if they want to register for the race, I would imagine that they would be able to do it, what, on McGuigan's Pub website?
Yes, they can. And, you know, they can go to www.mcguigan'spub.com. The link is there. As well as they can stop by the pub, get an application, and you can sign up right until the last day. We have registration on that morning of the road race.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Richard Rosen. He is the owner and proprietor of McGuigan's Pub, talking about the annual road race coming up on June 8th. While we're also talking about that, there are other events that I know that you're instrumental in. Could you tease us in regards to Irish Fest? Where do things stand with that at this particular time?
Yeah, we've done Irish Fest. It was the first time it had ever happened in Whitman. We did it 2 years ago. And Maureen Haley, Maureen Haley Irish Step Dancers, is really instrumental in bringing over, you know, 50, 60, 70 kids to step dance. So we block off the end of the street next to the pub, and we have a stage set up, moonwalk, face painting, stuff like that. Irish music all afternoon. We don't know the date yet. The first year we did it, it was in July, and it was about 150 degrees out, and we said, yeah, we're not going to do it again in July. Last year we did it in September. It was terrific. So Miss Haley and I just haven't sat down and figured out what day works best for everyone. So that will be coming.
But as always, we'll have you back on as soon as you make that decision. And we like to have you on just to kind of update folks on events that you're doing and what's transpiring at McGuigan's Pub. I believe that a popular sandwich or a popular cuisine is back.
The lobster roll.
That is correct, sir.
You know, we do have one of the best lobster rolls around. There's no filler. It's all meat. It's big. And it was featured. It was one of the features on the Phantom Gourmet. We've been on the Phantom Gourmet a couple of times now, and we got the perfect meal designation. There was a couple of things. The Whitman sampler, the appetizer platter, was featured. Our nachos and the lobster roll. Well, when the episode aired, we had taken the lobster roll off the menu, you know, seasonal. We did not know that the episode was going to air the day it aired until the day before. Had no idea the impact it was going to have on business. And literally when the episode ended that morning, the phone started ringing. And people were looking for the lobster roll. People were looking for directions and hours. And so we had to bring the lobster roll back. And I will bet that we sold more lobster rolls in the month of March and April than we probably sold last year in June and July and August. It was crazy. And the lobster roll is still there. We're going to keep it, and it's really, really good.
Well, I have to say is, you know, it's fantastic to get exposure like that. How does that make you feel as an owner of a restaurant when someone like the Phantom Gourmet, who seeks out the best in New England, steps into your place not once but a couple of times?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. And the fact is if you look at that show, there are very few restaurants on the South Shore that get featured. And we feel very lucky to have been on that show and to get, you know, the great reviews that we got. You know, one thing is, you know, we talk about a lot of different stuff that goes on, but our food is good, and our reputation is good. You know, I tell everybody that works for me, we strive for perfection. Mm. You have to. You don't always get it, but you got to try. And our food is good, and it's paid off. You know, we've been there a little over 4 years now. Kind of like we've arrived.
Yeah, and let's not forget, is besides the food, besides the community events you do have other things that, you know, that entertain people, in you know, entertainment per se, whether it's, you know, local musicians, or you have a guy who comes in and does trivia or game shows. I mean, what do you got going on lately in regards to entertainment for folks?
We do the Irish Session every Tuesday night.
Correct.
And we have people that will just come in on a Tuesday they'll just come in for a different night of the week, and all of a sudden they realize we have this Irish Session, and they come back every Tuesday. And we have people coming from quite a distance to come in on Tuesday nights. We do half-price pizza on Wednesdays, which fills the place with families. It's great to see the families come in there. I've got this huge fan club, you know. I know that you know I have a huge fan club.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We know that. Mm. But I have a fan club of, like, kids that range from 3 to 10. You know, they come in, they high-five me, they show me their braces. I see them in stores, and they yank on their mother's pants and go, "Hey, Mom, it's the guy from McGuigan's." So it's fun to have the families come in there. We've had Big Daddy Ray, a good friend of both of ours, doing
fantastic
Game Show Mania.
Yep.
On Thursdays, and then we have entertainment on Fridays and Saturdays, as always. You know, we've had Morgan White from WBZ doing trivia there. So, I mean, we mix it up and do a bunch of stuff.
Anything you want to say in closing, any specials that we may have overlooked, anything in regards to McGuigan's Pub or any events that you got coming up in the near future?
No, I just want to thank you and invite everybody to come in, and if they see me, to say hello.
There he is, Mr. Richard Rosen, one of our lead sponsors here on Monday Night Talk. We definitely appreciate you supporting us, and in return, we like supporting and letting folks know what you do and what you do well.
I appreciate it very much, Kevin.
You got it. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, folks, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.